Ottawa's interim police chief had sharp words for any of his officers who supported the convoy and ensuing occupation of downtown Ottawa. At a special meeting of the Ottawa Police Services Board on Thursday, February 24, the interim chief was asked about media reports that Ontario police officers were identified as donors in a leak of data from an online convoy fundraiser. "There has been some issues that have been identified and investigations that have been commenced into activities of certain people within our police service and other police services," said Interim Chief Steve Bell. "If you help support the illegal occupation, there is no room for you within this organization." Bell said the investigations will be followed up on as part of a review into the police response to the convoy, but also as disciplinary matters. Meantime, the police board heard that the cost of the nearly four-week police operation around the occupation and securing the downtown area is now more than $31 million. "It's important to note that the figures are estimates, as we continue to receive and verify costs," daily, Blair Dunker, Ottawa Police Service Chief Administrative Officer, told the Police Services Board. "Those estimates do not include costs incurred by other departments within the City of Ottawa." Dunker said police plan to request full reimbursement for their costs from the federal government.